Okay, I'd like to begin with inviting you to set the intention to arrive into this moment and to let go of your day and thinking about the past or the future as best as possible. And a nice way to connect with this present moment is through bringing your attention to your breath. So I'd like you to bring attention to the moment by moment experience of breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps as you breathe in, you might notice the sensations of expansion in the belly, the chest, the shoulders, the back, even down into the pelvis. So just being curious about what sensations you notice as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, perhaps noticing any sensations of letting go and releasing tension on the out-breath. You might like to pay attention to where you feel the breath most clearly and tangibly in your body as you breathe in and breathe out. And even the quality of the breath in this moment. You could also be curious about whether any sensations of breathing in and breathing out feel pleasant to experience. Even if it's just subtle pleasure, just being curious about that. As well as the transitions from the end of the out-breath, noticing the pause, how long the pause lasts for, what it feels like, and how the in-breath just naturally takes place. So noticing that. And then noticing on the in-breath how it comes to a natural end. And then it just yields back to the out-breath organically and naturally. And I invite you to appreciate that every breath you have is unique and slightly different to the one before. So perhaps just noticing that, how unique each breath is, how you experience it, and all the sensations that go along with breathing in and breathing out, moment by moment. Simply being curious, and if you notice your mind getting caught in the thought stream, let that be okay. That is not a problem at all. It's very natural. But see if you can recognize that your mind has drifted off into thought and then bring it back to your intention to be with your breath. You might need to do this a number of times. And that's completely okay. And then for the next step, I'm going to invite you to bring your attention to your feet on the ground. So perhaps on the next out-breath, you could hitchhike your attention on that out-breath all the way down to your feet connecting with the earth. And I invite you just to notice all the sensations that goes with the feet touching the ground. Perhaps sensations of temperature like warmth or coolness, connection or comfort, all the way from the heel through the arch to the balls and the toes of the feet. Allowing the feet to be supported by the earth. Feeling the sensations of contact. letting your legs surrender to gravity and letting your seat surrender to gravity. So allowing yourself to really be supported by the chair that you're sitting on and feeling the contact between your sit bones and your legs and the chair. Again, noticing any sensations of warmth or coolness, comfort, support, contact. Noticing any places where you feel particularly supported and comforted by the earth, by the chair. And really allowing yourself to surrender to the downward pull of gravity. Feeling the groundedness that comes through connecting with the earth, connecting with your feet and your seat. And from this place, I invite you now to allow your attention to expand open, to be more panoramic, and to shift your attention to the sense of touch, where you feel contact through your skin, connecting with the world around you. Perhaps you can notice two or three places where you feel your skin touching your clothes, or you can feel the temperature of the air. And noticing any sensations that are pleasant through the sense of touch. Noticing what your hands are touching, what your feet are touching. And then I invite you to bring your attention to what you can hear. And see if you can notice the subtle sounds and the obvious sounds, the sounds that are barely detectable, perhaps far away or just very quiet. And perhaps the more obvious sounds. See if you can notice the direction from which the sounds come. And even which ear might be picking up which sound the most. Noticing that there's nothing you need to do to listen. Listening is happening all by itself. You're simply just relaxing into the sounds and receiving them. And as you tune into the sounds, perhaps you can also allow yourself to notice what you can smell. Perhaps you can smell some subtle odors or perfumes. And also what you can taste in this moment, perhaps the lingering taste of the last thing that you ate or drank. So we're really connecting with the sensorium, connecting with your senses. And then lastly, I invite you to open your eyes if you'd like. Or you can do this with your eyes closed. but allowing yourself to notice what you can see. If your eyes are open, allowing yourself to notice, to look around and notice colors that draw your attention, or shapes that are pleasant to look at, objects, movement, the way the light perhaps falls on things. And really looking around, if your eyes are open, and noticing what is pleasant to rest your eyes upon. And then letting yourself take that in, really noticing the subtlety of what you see. The vibrancy of colors, or the light, the quality of the light. And again, noticing that seeing is happening all by itself. You don't need to force yourself to see, but just taking in the visual field. And noticing anything that's pleasant to rest your eyes upon, because it looks safe, or it looks even just neutral or pleasing to the eye. Perhaps something that gets your curiosity. I'm going to invite you to bring your attention into your body. So shifting attention once more with the intention to bring your attention down into your body. And we're going to begin with noticing any places in your body that are moving in the direction of feeling more settled, more regulated, more at ease, more comfortable. Maybe little islands of safety and comfort in your body, perhaps in the hands and the feet, parts of your face, somewhere in the periphery of the body. But maybe also in the core, in the belly, the chest, inside the skull. Just being curious, is there any places where I feel regulation, calmness, settledness inside? Even if you notice there is some discomfort, just for now, acknowledge the discomfort. Let it have space to be there, but to bring more of your intention and attention to where you feel the settledness. And then allowing yourself to soak into that sensation, these little pockets or islands of settledness. And really noticing how you know that you feel more settled. Perhaps there's less tension or more space, quietness. You might notice that your heart rate has slowed down, or your breath has deepened, or your muscle tension has lessened, or you feel more connected to gravity and in your body. These are some indicators of moving towards regulation. Perhaps feeling slower, slowing down. Perhaps changes in your energy. But just being curious and allowing yourself to take it in and soak into any feelings of ease and coherence. Letting yourself have the gift of more regulation. Really savoring those sensations. Even if there is discomfort, perhaps tension or constriction or some kind of activation or pain, I invite you to practice welcoming any uncomfortable sensations to be there as they are. See what it's like to let go of struggling or fighting with any uncomfortable sensations. But just putting out the welcoming mat for discomfort, But really bringing more attention to any places where you feel the opposite of pain, where you feel more neutral or comfortable sensations of ease. Letting yourself have the gift of regulation that's here. And even perhaps saying that to yourself, I give myself the gift of regulation. I give my nervous system the gift of ease. Noticing what it's like to say that to yourself. Over time, when we bring attention to experiences of regulation, they eventually build into a landmass, from little islands into a landmass, the more you bring attention to this experience. And then lastly, I'm going to invite you to see if you can now allow your attention to unhook from the content of any experience, from thoughts or images, feelings and sensations, and to let your attention relax back into the simple knowing of your own presence and awareness. The direct knowing of just being here, being awake, being aware. It is always here. Even if you tried to not be aware, you would soon discover that you can't help but be aware. So I'm inviting you to notice awareness itself, which is something we often overlook because we're busy being caught in the content of thoughts and feelings and sensations. This time, let your attention drop back into awareness itself. Notice its qualities. Does it feel open? Does it feel spacious? Does it feel receptive? Does it feel accepting or still or peaceful? And you might be curious to notice how expansive is the awareness. Where does it begin and end? Is it just limited to your body or does it go beyond your body? And noticing how expansive it is, and perhaps you can get a sense of the sky-like nature of awareness, and that this sky-like nature of awareness allows everything to be here as it is, just like the sky allows all the weather and the clouds to be there, and is not threatened by the clouds, knowing that the clouds come and go. But the sky is always there in the background, holding everything. Awareness is just like the sky. So see if you can just drop into that spacious, open, accepting, sky-like awareness. Noticing its qualities that perhaps are very unique to this moment and for you. And just noticing the difference it makes just to be simply present and aware and awake without any effort I invite you to abide in this place for as long as you feel comfortable. And we're going to finish this meditation in a minute. And I invite you to bring some of the quality of regulation and awareness that you feel right now into the rest of your day.